Dvamalchus Parshas Balak. In the year Tovshinu Aleph, the tainus of Shivasu B'Tammuz fell out on Shabbos, Parshas Balak. So in this sikha, the Rebbe addresses the special quality of a tainus that falls out on Shabbos, which causes the fast itself to be pushed off to the next day. So first we have to understand that although the tainus itself is a matter of, to quote the Rebbe, discomfort, which is the opposite of desire and pleasure, but its inner dimension, bepnimius, is a good thing, as stated in the verse, a day of will to Hashem, Yom Ratzon. So more specifically, the tainus of Shivasu B'Tammuz is on the day of the month, which has the numerical value of Toiv. Toiv, good. Toiv is 17, and the fast is on the 17th of the month. So the Rebbe finds this completely natural. According to the Rebbe, since the intent and ultimate purpose of the Churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Golas, is only in order to come to the elevation and perfection of the true and complete Geula, meaning that the Golas is an external matter, and its inner dimension is the Geula. From this we understand that since the time of the Churban itself, everything is for the purpose of the Geula. Interesting to note that the Rebbe mentions four times in the Sicha that there's an aspect of Geula which is to rectify the Churban and the Golas, but additionally there's a higher level, according to the Rebbe, the level and perfection of the Geula in and of itself, pure Geula, Geula l'taharasa, even if prior to the Geula there is not a situation of Churban and Golas. That's a very interesting statement. The Geula is usually the opposite of Golas. Here the Rebbe says there's something Geula without an inyan of Golas. And the Rebbe adds that the chiddush here is that even in a state of Churban and Golas, we can feel this aspect of pure Geula that we just heard about. So this is mainly relevant to a fast which falls out on Shabbos, when the negative aspects are not felt. But it's also relevant to our generation in particular. The Rebbe says, the more we come closer to the true and complete Geula, the feeling of Churban and Golas in these days is diminished, and the feeling of preparation for Geula grows and increases. The Toiv that is in the good that is in the 17th of Tammuz and in the 3 weeks. The Sicha now turns to the main point, the importance of learning the subjects of Mashiach and Geula, which enable us to live with the times. Live with the times, which times? So the Rebbe says, the times of Yemais HaMashiach, through this, that the intellect becomes full and permeated with understanding and comprehension of the subject of Mashiach and Geula that is in Torah. And from the intellect, it spreads and imbues the feeling in the heart, until it reaches one's thought, speech, and action in a way that suits this special time, when we are standing on the threshold of the Geula, and we point with our finger that, Hine, behold, Zeba, Mashiach is coming. And if someone will protest that our sages say that Mashiach only comes when we are distracted, when we have Hesech Hadas, when distracted from the subject, so the Rebbe clarifies what is the meaning of this expression, Hesech Hadas, means above Das, meaning that after the subject permeates his Das through thought and contemplation, etc., it goes beyond his Das, it goes higher than his Das. So we can explain this to mean that no matter how much we learn about Mashiach and Geula, even filling and permeating our understanding with these subjects, the Mashiach reality will always be far beyond our understanding until it actually materializes. So the Rebbe specifically addresses those for whom it is difficult to internalize the idea that we are really on the threshold of the Geula, and that the way to deal with this is by learning the subjects of Mashiach and Geula. This enables a person to internalize the reality that the Rebbe is speaking about. We see this in actuality, that those who learn the subject of Mashiach and Geula, regardless of where they were holding before, are generally much more sensitive to and aware of the unfolding of the Geula. It's my own comment. So the importance of learning the subjects of Mashiach and Geula cannot be overemphasized, and we're going to end with the words that the Rebbe's secretary, Leibel Groner, said. He says how the Rebbe told, saying in his first person, the Rebbe told me to send a fax to Reb Chaim Gutnik in Australia, who would wrote a letter to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe showed me the letter, saying, Rebbe, have pity on us and tell us clearly what to do. The Rebbe said to send him the last sikha that he had said that Shabbos, which was the sikha of Tazir Metzora, in which he mentioned the steps that need to be taken. I'm surprised, said the Rebbe, why is he asking what to do when I said it clearly?
So in that sikha, which the Rebbe said to send to him, to Rav Gutnik, the Rebbe explains that the direct way to bring about the revelation of the coming of Mashiach is by learning the subjects of Mashiach and Geul in Torah, especially by learning the Maimarim and Lukutei Sichas of the leader of the generation. Since we still haven't merited the Hizgalus of Mashiach, each one of us needs to make a spiritual accounting. Have I made enough set times for learning Torah? Am I Mahadur in Mitzvahs? How can I add in my Avos Yisrael and Tzedakah? Do I learn in Yanim Mashiach and Geula? We are not being asked to climb ladders to Shemaim. The Geula is in fact Korov Elecha. It's close to us. And if we will only push ourselves to fulfill the instructions that Mashiach himself has given us, then suddenly the Master will come and we'll have the Geula Shleima. Chi Adonai Mareinu Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Li'Elam Void.